Beautiful.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sedona Patriot. Today on our show, we have Nicole Frolic from the Enlighten Up podcast episode show. And I met Nicole here in Sedona about a month and a half ago when they were here on vacation with a bunch of other podcasters. We did a Sedona Synchronicities episode while they were here at their Airbnb that they rented out near Coffee Pot. And it was an awesome weekend that I had with these guys. Nicole Frolic, she channels the Pleiadians. She brings a lot of light and perspective to everything that's going on in our current world right now. And on the show today, we have Barry Veed, Vice President of SedonaStandsUnited.org. And I'm super stoked to have you guys on together. Nicole, it's insane that you're on our show. Like, just a month and a half ago, I really didn't have a platform. And now it just seems like things are really taking off. So I'm just going to go ahead and introduce Nicole Frolic. If you just want to explain exactly what you do. And, you know, and I know that you have an alchemy program out there too. And I know that you just did an awesome episode with Lala Deaton, as she's also a music performer. She's got a beautiful voice. She loves Christmas. And I think it's great that you brought Christmas onto your show, because I the Christmas spirit this year, Nicole, it's really hard to get into. Mm-hmm. It really, really is. So thank you so much for doing that for everybody a couple days ago. It was really awesome. That show was beautiful. And Lala has a magnificent voice. So
she does. Nicole. Thank you. Well, thanks for having me here. It's really nice to connect with you both. And, you know, that's just how everything kind of works, you know, divine orchestration, synchronicity meetups. And, you know, Sedona is definitely a place known for its synchronicity. So I'm not surprised that all of this took place. There was a lot activating on that trip, and a lot activated for me since Sedona. Things turned on, new guides came in, new relationships were formed. And, you know, me personally, what I do is I'm an intuitive life coach, and I'm here to really help people transform their pain into purpose, and really alchemize their pain into purpose. Because right now we're seeing the woundedness of our planet, the woundedness of humanity playing out before our very eyes. And it's coming through the endless stream of triggers. No matter what side of the fence you sit on, everyone's getting triggered. And it's for the reason that there's a lot of healing being called right now. And the most important thing for many people to realize is that we cannot expect this world to heal if we're not willing to look at our own wounds and heal from within. So my journey is to help people through the awakening process, to help them heal, and journey along the path of ascension that many people are on right now, and all of the different hurdles and obstacles and blessings that come along that path. And it's been an interesting journey. And of course, I have my podcast where I get to bring on different guests. I have different courses and services, and it's been really nice to unite with this community and bring a voice to it that I think for me is coming from a place of vulnerability and healing that I think is really important at this time.
Awesome. And I wanted to add here too, and I think this is cool. I'm going to turn everything over to Barry V. She likes to ask the questions. I like to MC this stuff. So this is kind of like this is our structure of our show. It's actually working out. We really love the way this is going. So I do want to make though a statement though. I have two Canadians on the show today.
Yes.
So you guys have some similarities. It's awesome to see these Canadian patriots, like, just here in America right now, and understanding what our country stands for. And I know, Nicole, you're in Canada still right now, right?
Yeah, I'm in Canada right now.
Where in Canada?
North of Toronto.
Nice. I'm actually from Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I lived there for 26 years, and I moved to the States in 2009, and like lived in six different states while I've been here. So it's been pretty exciting. Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to chat after the show.
Absolutely, tons. We'll have lots to talk about. Okay, so my question is so how did you get into channeling the Pleiades?
How did that happen? That's so interesting. So it kind of started to come through in March of 2019. And the reason being is I received a Palladian heart activation by finally having the courage to express my heart to a Palladian soul of mine who my heart was very much in love with. And I wasn't sure how this person felt about me. And so I expressed my heart in a way that I'd never done before, actually, in all of my entire life, no matter like how many relationships I've been in. You know, I've always waited for someone to let me know that how they're feeling before I venture into that. And I've always kept things inside. And through doing that, regardless of what his response was, because I went to such a deep, vulnerable place and I really exposed myself in a way I've never exposed myself, and I allowed the really tender and scared parts to come through, and I expressed how scared I was to reveal my heart. The Palladians are all about the love. And because I am Palladian, very much a lot of my Palladian aspects are here with me in this body. They were able to reach me. I had reached a frequency now where the call didn't just go to him. It went out into the Palladians and they were able to hear my call. And I received a huge heart activation, which started my channeling. And I started to get messages from them slowly. It wasn't a full on, like, turn the faucet on full kind of experience. It was coming in drips and I started getting messages, and sometimes it would just come through. And so that's what kind of opened it up for me.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Sometimes what happens is like, we have this experience of like trauma, and then this like cracks open this capability to speak with other dimensional beings or other dimensions. And so that's really cool that you went through an experience of like cracking into your vulnerability, and then they came through and they were like, yo, dudes, you can connect with us. We have messages for you. How awesome is that?
Yeah. It put me in a frequency where I was able to finally now receive the messages, and we could have a back and forth stream of consciousness. And I think for me personally, I think a lot of my mission here on this planet is about bringing unconditional love to the forefront of a lot of my work and helping people understand that, and also opening the heart in very vulnerable ways. And I have found that that has been the key to increasing all of my intuitive abilities. The more I get vulnerable, the more I go into the tender aspects of myself that have been shut down from when I was a child, the more I seem to now reunite with all of my abilities. And it feels like certain gene expressions that may have been turned off that allow this sort of thing to happen are now turning on because of it.
So how has your life changed as a result of you receiving this new connection? And like, when I say, how does your life change? I mean, like in terms of the tangibles, like what has tangibly changed, and how has your action changed in the world as a result of you receiving this new connection?
Well, it's interesting because when I first started out, I tried to keep myself very commercial, and I was like, well, you can't really go out too far into the woo-woo. And, you know, like I really, at first I was like, well, let me just keep it really broad strokes and keep it like really appeal to a very big audience. And I realized once I got that activation that was not the way I was supposed to go, that I had to really embrace this and put it out as my strength. And, you know, it's part of it too, is that when people are starting to tap into their intuitive gifts, it's one thing to kind of like be like, oh, I wonder if I'm getting this. I'm wondering if I'm just making it up in my head. I wonder if this is actually really happening. And it's another thing to take that whole thing and then put it on a YouTube channel where you've got thousands of people watching you and going with it and just, you know, letting it come out. And it's a fortunate situation, although some may not look at it that initially, that I had a platform to put this out as I was coming into understanding it. It facilitated it more rapidly. So because I was moving through the fear and putting myself out there in ways that not everyone's ready to do, and trusting themselves, I think I was able to activate things faster, which actually helped me grow my business. So my business has, which is how I support myself, has been able to take what I love, which is helping other people connect on a deeper spiritual level and heal from the wounded place. And it's kind of, it's allowed me to speak to a bigger audience by getting more tailored in my niche, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's been wild. It's helped me understand that the more truthful we are to who we are and willing to put ourselves out there to be seen from the very existence of who we are, not trying to hide it. A lot of people are craving that. A lot of people need to be in alignment with that. And so I think that is what speaks the most in a time where we're being censored, in a time where we're told to just toe the line, that when you really kind of put yourself out there in a way that society may not be so accepting of, the people that are also in alignment with the but are scared are finally like a sigh of relief. Oh my God, I need this. And I think that's what really kind of spoke to the majority of people and grew my audience and allowed me to connect with a lot more people.
What would you say that people gain from watching you or like listening to your podcast or working with you?
Recently I've been hearing that a lot of people have been thanking me for putting out my messages because they're confirming the messages that they're intuitively getting, which has been really cool. And I think that's great. I think more than anything, people are finally getting the courage to walk their path. Mm-hmm. People are getting the courage to step into their light, and people are getting the courage to show up in the way that they know is inherently who they are. And I think that's beautiful to see, and it's long overdue.
Yeah. I kind of had a similar experience. I too was a therapist for 10 years. And then I started being a therapist when I was like 14, and then moved into life coaching when the system kind of pooped me out and they were like, you can't work here anymore. And I knew it was God's hand on my life. And I just said, okay, let me figure out all these things. And so all these miracles started happening in my life. And I was like, oh my gosh, all these miracles. I found Christ in a channeling class, and the sky split and Jesus came and he was like, follow me. And I said, okay. And same, my entire life just changed. It was like this turning from this business mindset to a service mindset, which was totally different than what I had experienced in my early life. It was like a scrounging to make ends meet or money to come together or like to find clients or to get something. But when I received this light upon me, and when I got baptized this year, everything shifted into this service. And so I started, I met Matthew, and Matthew is all about service to humanity and to the societies and our communities. And so, I'd love to get to the nitty gritty of like what you stand for in our societies and how we can support you in getting your message out even further.
I really appreciate that. And I think that's a beautiful experience that you just shared. I love that. I think when we do open up the portal of possibility to anything, we receive our guidance, maybe perhaps in ways that we weren't expecting. Exactly. And that's the beauty of it all. I love that it often comes in ways we least expect it, which speaks to the limiting mind of the human, the human experience, but that's okay. That's there to help us learn and walk this journey. My message is very much that I would love for people to really understand the truth of who they are, to liberate themselves from the wounding, the traumas of the past, because humanity is in shackles to its own wounding. And that has been perpetrated upon humanity for millennia. Since the beginning of time, we are a traumatized race, and it has been done that way on purpose. And so for, if there's anything that I would love for people to understand, is that the only way to break free of this matrix, the only way to liberate ourselves, is to remove the shackles of the wounding. And that means that we have to go into the darkest parts of ourselves, and we can't be afraid of our own darkness, and we can't be afraid of the things that we hate about ourselves, the things we don't want to look at. Because if we don't want to look at those things inside of us, then as a society, we will refuse to look at the things that we very much need to look at right now. And so there are parallels here as the macro and micro come into union, that we must understand that if we are fighting for freedom on the surface here on the world stage, if we are fighting for the children to be heard, if we're fighting to save the children from the evils that we've seen perpetrating them for, again, millennia, it's since been happening since the beginning of time, we cannot afford to turn away from our own darkness within. It really starts on the micro level. And if we're not willing to do our own healing, if we're not willing to take the time to look at our own truths that we've been avoiding for so long, we will never be in a timeline here where we see truth prevail on the humans, on the scale for humanity. So that's where I like, that's where I'm kind of most vocal. And we need a lot of healing right now. This earth needs a lot of healing. Mother Earth needs it. And we're all here part of that process. And avoiding things is just not allowed anymore. It's not, it's just, we've come to a point where you can't avoid things anymore. The masks are all falling off. If you look at just even what's happening on the world stage, everyone's getting exposed. And I know that everyone's getting exposed because for many of us, they are doing the work. We are doing the work. We're going in there and we're exposing all of the darkness within, and we're starting to shine light on it, which means those who still hide in the darkness and in the shadows here on the surface are now being exposed as well. Mm-hmm.
Matthew, did you have something to say?
Yeah, I had my hand raised. Yes. Wow, Nicole, it's really great to hear you say all these awesome things, and like stepping in your own, owning your truth, realizing who you are, remembering who you are, I think is really important. And I think that is the Pleiadian message, is that they want us to remember who we are. They want us to remember that we're sovereign beings. And stepping into your own just empowers us towards the light even more. You know, ever since, you know, you guys were in town, it's been phenomenal too with me understanding who I really am. And, you know, afterwards, my mentor and I finally did my chart together, and my chart is, I mean, it's screaming, general. You're general, you're Arcturian. Things like that. So when you start realizing it and you start owning it and accepting it for what it is, those massive downloads start just coming through. And then all these synchronicities will come about. After I learned that, you know, Mars and Arcturus and was heavily in my chart when I was born, people that channeled the Arcturians were coming up to me, like Sandra Walters. I was at an event with her, a rose ceremony event here in Sedona, and Sandra Walters, I said to her, I said, someone had mentioned that, you know, I'm part Arcturian. And she goes, oh, I see it. And like, you get these confirmations, someone like Sandra Walters saying that, that's a big deal. That is a huge deal. She's worldwide. She's known worldwide. And so I'm starting to learn too, Nicole, how to adjust. I guess I'm at that stage that you were in the beginning, how to adjust to this. I don't necessarily understand how these channelings work yet. I know that I am receiving information and I have a gnosis now on certain things. I know that every night I go up to the canyon where the fresh spring water is, and I fill up my water bottles every night, but I pray. That's my spot that I go to pray to. And the other night I had such a revelation. I said to God, I said, I just don't have time to start reading the Bible right now, but I want to know, I want to understand. And 30 minutes later, I went to Circle K and the book of Genesis was there, and this guy was reading it. And then he started talking to just an average guy who wants to be heard. And he read a section out of Genesis that really resonated with exactly what I asked for. The information that I needed, I asked for 30 minutes prior. So really, this is awesome. And I'm so glad that you're here to share the other side of being a light worker. And I like the fact that you understand that spiritual bypassing is not it should not happen. You should not spiritually bypass. And, you know, people fail to recognize the shadow work that they have to do. You know, a lot of light workers want to just ascend and they think their bodies are going to uplift and they're going to ascend without doing the work. And then they look at me and they're like, well, you're not a light worker. You care too much about the 3D and what's going on here. We're trying to be in 5D consciousness. But we didn't come to this earth to leave our brothers and sisters behind. Like, we can't leave those people behind in the 3D. We came here to make this world a better place than what we saw it as when we were born. And so spiritually bypassing, to me, is just, it's the fake light worker syndrome, or those who just haven't done the work yet. And those who are still afraid of the shadow. So where my compassion comes in is, I used to be so mad. I'm like, these light workers, what the hell, blah, 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 wake up, light workers too. But now my compassion comes in where it's like, they're just afraid of the shadow, just like we were once as well, you know? So I'm gonna leave it there, but really, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And you brought up a really good point there, because there's such a, you know, there's so much information out there right now that is getting, you know, disseminated amongst the masses. And 5D consciousness doesn't mean you leave your physical body. You know, you can have 5D consciousness right now.
Right now. I mean, we leave our bodies in like seventh or eighth D consciousness. That's like when the physical doesn't exist.
You can have 5D, 7D, 10D, 12D consciousness all at the same time and integrate like parts of it and getting aspects and information from all different dimensions while you're still in your body. And let me just tell you right now, to all of you people who think you need to leave your body is the most incredible technology on this planet. You need your body to facilitate everything you are doing. That's why they want your DNA. Stop trying to leave your damn body.
I tell people that all the time. And it's like, dude, if you leave your body, you're leaving it open for something else to take it. So like, do not leave your body, like get grounded. Legit.
If you think you can't be in this body and be in 5D consciousness, you have completely missed an incredibly large part of the lesson knowingness of what it means to be human.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's 222 right now, as I'm saying that, then, and that's what I it's so interesting to me. And I kind of chuckle on the inside when I hear people talking about that, because truth be told, I thought the same thing when I first started out,
So
I can have compassion for people who think that. I totally get it. I'm not making fun of you because I was there, and it's a difficult, it can be difficult to understand how the different dimensions work and what it means to ascend, because through the linear mind, we think that means going up, but really all that just means is you're integrating higher levels of consciousness into this physical body. Mm-hmm. This body is an integral part of your journey and your mission. To abandon the body is to abandon your mission. Mm-hmm. And you cannot do that. And so I hope that if there's any message that gets across today, it's that one, because that one is, it's misunderstood, the information that comes out when people hear that. They take it in and they misunderstand what it actually means to ascend.
Yeah. And there's this like sense of like extraordinary accountability and responsibility that comes with this knowledge and this connection to higher states of information, right? So when we ascend and receive these higher states of information, you have no choice. You have to be accountable. You have to be accountable for all the ways that you've separated yourself from you and your truth and your truth in connection with God, and how that lets you become the version of yourself here and now. And so even in the Bible, it's written the Pleiades and Orion were created by God. Like, it's already written in the Bible too. So it's like, you know, how cool is it that we see these multidimensional creations by God and saying, you know, the body of Christ is all of us. And so as we all come together, it is the Christ consciousness that comes here onto the planet, and we create this movement towards the new earth. And the new earth isn't something that's like not tangible. It's like here and now, like we're creating it through the love of ourselves and God and our source here and now. And so that's really beautiful that you've tapped into that awareness, and you're guiding people to that as well. I think I think everyone eventually gets to feel the truth of the oneness with God. I really do believe that. I believe that for our humanity. And so it's cool to hear other people doing it in their way, just bringing people to the truth of their connection with God and the intimate connection that they have and the possibility that lies in their connection with God and their source too.
Can I also just say one more thing that I think might be helpful to the whole 3D, 5D kind of? If you didn't need your body, none of us would be here right now. We would be doing the work from like all of the different dimensions that our star families are resonating in right now, residing and doing, you know, we would still be out in the galactics on a different planet, different star system. You know, you need your body to do the work here. Yeah. So 3D is very much a part of this journey. Do not abandon 3D. It's not that you have to hold 3D consciousness in 3D. You can hold higher states of consciousness in 3D, but you need your body.
In order to encase the light, what do you need? You need a body to encase that light. Without this vessel, there is no light. We are the bridge between the dark and light. We are. I did a plant medicine ceremony with my mentor. I'll say it. We used DMT. It only puts you under for about 8 to 10 minutes. It's super quick. It gets you there real quick. And I asked, my intentions were, what do you want to see, Matthew? And I said, I want to know what the bridge between the light and dark. I want to see it. I want to see that bridge. And when I was up there, I saw my body suspended. Below was the dark, above was the light. We are the bridge. We are. That's why we need a body.
Yes, exactly.
And we need to be in the figure eight and the eight. Where do we want to be as alchemists? We want to be right in the middle between the above and the below. Mm-hmm. So once we reach the above, we come back down to the middle of the eight where we're right there. We want to be in the center.
Yeah.
So
exactly. Well said. Well said.
Yeah. Yeah. This is great. What a great show this is turning out. This has been a great week. And to have, like, you know, yesterday, Nicole, we did Daniel McCarthy, you know, the 2022 governor candidate, newly formed Patriot Party out of here. And then the day before, I released a video on like our activism part of this whole entire podcast. So it's like we have a variety on the show, which is amazing, which I think needs to be brought into the podcast community is more variety. So what this show is trying to do is, like, you know, one episode was activism where it showed me, you know, the police brutality, me getting arrested and things like that. And, you know, our cause is blowing up. And then yesterday we switched gears and we're like, let's get a little bit more professional with Daniel, bring him on, have someone in that realm, you know, talk about peaceful activism. And then I said, you know what, why don't we add Nicole to the show and bring in that light portion of everything, you know? And it's beautiful. So we're, you know, thankful to have you part of this whole entire week. Mm-hmm. This week's been
a pleasure to be here. And it's important to integrate all aspects. That's, you know, that's the very essence of reclaiming all of our fractalized pieces, all our fractalized parts of our soul back into union. We can't pretend that certain things don't exist, and learning how to bring everything into harmony is the essence of a lot of what we're here to do. So it's perfect.
I think transparency is so important moving forward into the new earth. And I think just being transparent is really important. That's why bringing all aspects onto this platform right now, you know, showing the dark, showing, you know, what we're doing, the work through it. And then, you know, bringing you on to give us some influence from the light, you know, and, you know, I know that you and I have similar political beliefs, similar truthing beliefs and all that, which is great. So I kind of want to switch gears for a second. And, you know, Nicole, is there anything that you can, you know, that the Palladians are wanting us to hear? I know you channel from time to time and do episodes on some of your channeling. I guess moving forward now in the political sense, and we're trying to get rid of the political vocabulary too, because I think we need to switch over to statesmanship, mm-hmm. you know, more statesmen, stateswomen. But I guess from what do the Palladians right now have to say to us through this whole political mess, this whole entire structure. We need, you know, I think, you know, on your show when I said we do need politics, we do. It's the natural God-given law and order that we have, but it's been just so, it's just been so convoluted over thousands of years in politics. It's like really hard to get people to understand that we do need some sort of law and order. So from your perspective, what's your perspective on this and through channeling the Pleiadians and things like that? And then I'll hand it over to Bear V afterwards.
Yeah. So just what I'm getting right now is that they want us to be reminded that you're absolutely right, because they have their own federations and, you know, like the Galactic Federations is very much part of the Pleiadians, and that they have their own governing rules and councils and things like that. And so it's very important that we have bodies that help govern and regulate things so that there is order and that there are boundaries and guidelines that we follow. It's when they start to infringe upon our own sovereignty is when things have now been taken to a place where they're not empowering and providing order, but now that it's gone into a place of control. And so it's very important to have that aspect in the conversation, absolutely, because it's part of our world. And it doesn't just exist here on Earth, it exists beyond. You know, the message that they said while you were speaking was it's so important for us to stay in the light. They want us to always remember to stay in the light in the sense of not falling into lower timelines. So it's a very nuanced journey for many of us, or a nuanced path where we have to be mindful of where we're putting our energy, because our energy is getting more and more powerful. The more we awaken, the more we increase our power and magnitude of what we're able to manifest. And this is known. And so we need to be mindful of where we put our energy, how we put our energy, the words we speak, and the frequencies that we integrate with or play with. And so being mindful of the narrative and how much you're playing into it, how much you're giving it strength, how much we're contributing to a timeline playing out that it might be the very thing we're actually resisting. And one of the ways that we can do that is by focusing on our own personal timelines of what we want to create and staying in the light and the joy of what those creations might be. And it doesn't mean that you can't be knowledgeable and have information on what it is that you need to be aware of right now in this current reality, but to not allow the frequencies of the emotions to be manipulated in a way that takes you into a lower state of consciousness where you would then be creating the timeline that is not in the best interest for humanity.
It's so interesting when you share that, like, I'm a firm believer that when truth hits you, there's no emotional reaction at all, because it's the truth. And most of what I'm seeing in our societies right now, it's like there's a lot of emotional reactions to the pure truth, because there's a cognitive disconnect between what's true and what's not. And it's interesting to talk about the light and to stay in the light. And at the same time, like, we're not in heaven. Like, this is not the heaven planet. This is like not the heaven planet. And we're trying to align with the will of God that says, you know, I am here to bring heaven to earth, align with me so that I can help you bring heaven to earth. And so it's this idea of like all of the pain that we have inside of us, it leads us to this, now I'm going to provide a service. Now I'm going to provide something for our planet. Now I'm going to give something to the planet because I feel healed. I feel saved. I feel sovereign. I feel in my salvation. I feel in my liberation. And what can I offer you now? And the most beautiful thing that came through to me yesterday, as I too was meditating and receiving, was like, what can I give you? What can I bring to you, this greater state of consciousness, God, source? What can I bring to you, and how can I bless you so that you can continue to beam the light of blessings onto this planet so that all of us wake up towards that? So yeah, I think it's awesome that people are doing it in their way. I think in the end, it always leads us to God anyways. And so I am grateful to have the differing opinions that come through that share how we can connect to this light and the truth of that, and how we can be accountable for ourselves as a result of that. I'm like waiting for questions to come through, but I don't have any questions right now. So you take it away, Matthew, if you have any questions.
Well, so Nicole, what's going on with you currently? What are you up to? When are you coming back home to the States and leaving your home in Canada? And what's going on? Any new developments, anything that you're pushing through, moving forward, any struggles that you're going through? We like to hear about people struggling too, because we all are struggling in a way, you know, in certain areas of our lives. So, you know, anything new, anything popping up for you lately that you're venturing on a new path or?
Yeah, I'm starting a Starseed technology class, activation class on Monday, on the 1221 portal. And there's been through one of the students in my alchemy program has come forward and asked me to do this with her, to collaborate on this with her. And I thought it was a great idea because she said that through all of the messages that I and others bring that come from higher dimensional beings, that it's great that we hear these messages, but then a lot of people don't know what to do with them. And as we were all talking about before, the importance of our body is to be activating our DNA, activating our God-given gifts. And so we've created a course or a class, I should say, that's going to launch Monday every weekly. And we're through the practice of breath, mantra, movement, Reiki, channeled messages, our ancestral wisdom, the alignment of the stars. We're coordinating it all. And we're going to help people activate their DNA through that to get them in tune with their bodies and activating it through alignment of the stars, the ancient wisdom and all of that, which I'm really excited about. That it has been like a new addition to the platform. I have been experiencing a fear lately that's kind of come up, and rightfully so. Collectively, a lot of our fears are being triggered right now. And I most certainly am not someone who doesn't have their own fears. And one of mine is kind of coming up, and it's important for it's kind of showed me how I could fall into old programs where I wanted to avoid it because it was just too scary to look at. And through actually deciding to look at it, I discovered that it wasn't as big of a deal as I was making it out to be. And, but it requires me to constantly be conscious and moving through it as opposed to avoiding it. So I'm kind of currently going through some of that, but I've got avenues of things that I have to practically take care of to alleviate that and bring that into solution. And that's been interesting. That's been interesting for me. And I think a lot of people are being called to face fears and to just move through it. Fear is being used right now. It's being weaponized. It's the greatest weapon being used against us. And so if we don't conquer it within our own, then it can be easily used against us in other ways. And so just being mindful of how your fear manipulates you from keeping you from your purpose, from keeping you from experiencing love, passion, the spark of the spirit in your life, anything is really important right now. And I think, you know, this year, with 2021 coming up, you know, we're so close to the end of 2020 and we've got these massive star alignments happening this week. Saturn just went into Aquarius today, and which is beautiful. And although like when Saturn was in Aquarius in March, which is when all of this stuff happened, the difference between then and now is that Jupiter is following right behind her. So Jupiter's coming into Aquarius 3 days later, and we didn't have Jupiter in Aquarius. We had Jupiter in Capricorn, which is the sign of authority, the sign of government, the sign of control and regulations. And it's basically Saturn's home. And with Jupiter finally getting out of its, Jupiter was very much not happy in Capricorn. And now that it's moving into Aquarius, where it is much happier, which also Aquarius is the sign of the people. It's the sign of freedom. It's the sign of awakening and liberation and rebellion. And so we're going to have Jupiter's energy helping us out there now. So the tides are changing. 2021, although there's going to be difficulties, most certainly with Saturn always brings difficulties because there's lessons to be learned. But with the help of Jupiter now on the people side, I feel like this is where we see the tides turning. And so I think 2021 is going to be a really interesting year. And I would also like to say this to anyone who's experiencing fear, worry, doubt about how this is all going to turn out, because I know many people are. Just keep in mind that things will get to the darkest point before they turn to the light. There will be a sense of foreboding, and there will be a sense that all hope is lost before the dawn actually breaks. But it has to be that way. It has to be that way because it's the only way that people will be awakened. It's the only way people will really see what's going on. But just know that everything is going to work out for humanity, and how that plays out, none of us really know. But I get the constant messages from all of my team that everything is going to be fine.
It's interesting you talk about fear. One of the women that I've been following her work for quite some time. She does work with anti-vaccine education. And her name is Brandy Vaughn, and she was pretty much murdered in her house. She shared a video of how she was being intimidated by the forces that be, the opposition. And someone saw the post that I had shared on my Facebook stories, I think. And they were like, is this real? And I'm like, yeah, it's real. And she and I were just going back and forth. Interestingly, her birthday is today too. So my birthday is today, and we got connected yesterday, and our birthday's on the same day. Thank you.
Intro.
It's just
happy birthday.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being on the show and celebrating.
Yeah, I'm here. My life is lived in servitude. So it's just always an honor to hold the space. But to go back to this fear thing, she knew she was going to die for the cause that she was here to expose. And even though she was afraid, like I watched the video of her and she's holding it together. You know, she's just holding it together, knowing that she's going to die at some point and for the information that she's sharing. And I had this conversation yesterday, and it was like, when we are given the light to move, you know, to move that God-given, that Holy Spirit, God-given like urge to move, there's like the fear dissipates because it's like, I'm serving the Most High right now. And I've already been given eternal life. So anything that happens in me getting that download that says you need to move in this way and you're going to be affected, that fear is immediately taken away when we put ourselves into the trust of God and the trust of our source. And so her story is like, you know, she inspires me so much because she's the ultimate conqueror of that fear. Like she just put it out into the world that like, hey, I've been being intimidated. This is the work I've been doing. She used to work for Merck, and she started, you know, after she learned all the injuries that were happening and all the ingredients that were all in these vaccines and all these things, she became an activist, and she knew at a point in time that she was going to go down for what she was sharing. And I think that's what really coming into our own personal sovereignty does. It puts us into this seat of like fearlessness, because God is moving so brightly inside of us that says, okay, this is how I want you to move. This is how I want you to stand. This is how I want you to be. And it's this like, okay, I feel the fear, but I know that the mission is that much greater. And so, yeah, thank you for speaking to that, because I think that a lot of us are going through that experience. And even in the Bible, it says there's going to be 7 years of tribulation before goodness happens. There's going to be 1,000 years where Satan reigns with Christ before we even receive the truth of heaven on earth. And so in after those 1,000 years, God obliterates all of the satanic, all the things on the planet. And so this world and this planet is being rehabilitated. I think that's the word. It's like rehabilitated into this truth of our servitude and who we are as human beings and why we come and the service that we provide and the mission that we serve. And so it's just cool to meet other people who are on mission, doing the thing, standing up for the good word, standing up for the truth, standing up for the light, standing up against this fear and rebuking all the fear and all the satanic energies that are on this planet and trying to take over. It's just like, and no, that's what I've been saying. I'm like,
we're like Wonder Woman turning off those people. It's like, yeah. Every time I walk into a store, am I going to be like this the whole time, like bending them off?
Exactly.
But you know, it's an honor. It really is an honor to be here right now with all of you. I mean, this is it. We met up before we came down here and we made contracts together. You know, Nicole and I have a synchronicity of how we met. You know, I followed her for quite some time, for about 6 months. And I always said, I want to meet her. I really do. And I'm sitting at Synergy, and this is on the show that she did. So I'll post that in the description box below as well. So you get to see that episode. But pretty much walked in with, I think, about five of you guys. Lala was there. I think Tyler was there. And I went up to Kate, who was wearing a mega hat. And I said to Kate, and her show is The Kate Awakening. So I said to Kate, I said, it's really, you know, brave of you to wear that, you know, in here and around town. And, you know, it's just really brave. And then Tyler came up to me and he was just like, those are some kind words. We're podcasters. I hear some of our shows. And he wrote down Nicole Frolic. And I'm like, she's with you guys. She's here. And I look right up and Nicole is just Pleiadian standing right in front of me. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is amazing. it's an honor, guys, to be here. It really, really is. Like, this is what we came here to do. And like, you know, as you said, Bear V, when God's resonating right through you and you realize that God's within all of us and it's within you and the answers lie within because God's within you. When you realize that, you step into this great power that, you know, it's like that light it's shining. And that reminds me too, you know, what Dharma means. Dharma is our duty. It's our duty to come here. And when you tap into that Christ consciousness and that God that's within you, that's your Dharma. You know what your Dharma is. Your duty here is to be at service to others. And once you realize that powerful word Dharma, it's amazing. It just sets you forward, propels you forward. And you know, I kind of want to end on this note now. I think it's been a great podcast. I really want to end on, you know, the Patriots are rising up, promoting the Patriot Party. I think Bear V and I are going to definitely be promoting the Patriot Party moving forward from now on. I think this is our duty, our Dharma, is to get this Patriot Party lifted. And Nicole, watch our podcast when you get a chance. I know you're super busy, but we did an awesome episode with Daniel McCarthy. And he's a beautiful soul. So happy to have him running in 2022 as governor. I think there's going to be big changes coming out of Arizona, and that Sedona Light City that we talked about on your episode. That's it. It's coming out of Sedona. Here is the Light City. We are making this happen here. Sedona Stands United is making this happen here. And remember, guys, as I always say three times at the end, we the people have the power. We the people have the power. We the people have the power. Bear V, will you close out in prayer for us?
Yeah, sure. Wow, thank you.
Thank you. Let's do it. Let's end it on this note.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us together, such beautiful souls coming together in your name, and providing for us this opportunity to bring various dimensions of information together so that we can provide information to the greater population to help you bring your message of truth and love and sovereignty and salvation into this world. And we're so thankful for Nicole coming on to the show today. And we're asking that you just keep her protected in your word so that she can continue doing her work, bringing people to the light and bringing people to the light of truth that comes from your heart, God. And thank you so much for creating the Pleiades and creating the Pleiadians and creating all the knowledge that comes from these places that we can purify our minds here on planet Earth and provide information and truth in the ways of your heart. And so we know that there's great changes happening on this planet, and we're asking that any souls that are confused or in fear, just to turn their face towards you and your face towards them so that they can receive you and receive the light of your ignition and your inspiration, your movement, so that they can continue to walk in the ways of servitude and to lead from that space of servitude. And we just ask that everyone receive the light that is you and feel this truth of your love within them so that they can stand in fearlessness and stand in bravery and courage and be armored in your suit, God, so that we can battle all these battles that are happening in the flesh, but in the spiritual world too. And so we give it all to you, God, knowing that we are fully protected in your light and fully protected in the truth that is you. And thank you again for bringing us all together and having this conversation through us. And we just feel your ever presence and your everlasting love. And thank you for creating all the multidimensional space so that we can have the discernment and the truth of multiple different viewpoints that all point to God essentially anyway. So it's beautiful to receive that truth and to have this opportunity. And we just pray in your name that everyone stay protected and everyone receive the bravery and the courage within them to stand in your name. Dear Lord, dear Yeshua, thank you for being here. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so grateful. I can't wait to talk with you more, just being a fellow Canadian. And I know there's a bunch of wackadoodle things happening up there. And yeah, I feel like it's a lot different up there than it is down here right now. I have a few of my real close girlfriends still live in Canada, and they were like, you should come home. And I was like, are you joking? There's no way I can come home right now. Like what if they like keep me there? Yeah, I just know that it's so different up there. So I'm praying for you, sister. I know that you're holding it down up there, and just keep emanating that light and keep spreading the truth. And you know, God prevails, God wins. There's no losing with God. So bless your heart. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to you both.
Yeah.
Of course. Thank you, awesome. Nicole, so much for coming on today. Thank you. It's been an honor, really.
Yes. Bye for now. See you next time.